sojourn upon thy handmaiden Irene, and establish the throne still in faith and oneness of mind in choosing in love for thou, Lord, and declare unto God should be given and conferred in all gifts by the ring wash power given unto Jude from the Egypt, by the ring wash in Daniel purified in the land of Babylon, by the ring wash and the light of righteousness of Tamar revealed by the ring in our heavenly Father, to order his body upon his son, and he shall put a ring on the hand and bring his fatted calf and kill it and eat and make merry by thine own will. And O Lord, send thou on Moses in the Red Sea, and the work of thy truth will the heaven establish, and the foundation of the earth, and the meat born, and the right hand of the servant shall be blessed also, that by the might, by words of thy deeds, of which arm for, O Lord, do thou know, bless thee, putting on the ring with thy heavenly benefaction, and let their knees go before them all the day of true life, and for the blessedness and the fire all things and unto thee, which are the glory to the Father, the Holy Spirit, and the Lord Jesus Christ. Glory to thee, our God, glory to thee.
Glory to thee, our God, glory to thee.
Let us pray to the Lord. party with grand unto them and fruit to increase, and other regions of fruit bring unto the upright life. Let us pray to the Lord. Party with grand to them and to us and all the earth perish, and our fruit party ours unto salvation. Let us pray to the Lord. That he will deliver them and us from all tribulation when necessary. Let us pray to the Lord. Receive us, have mercy upon us, and keep us, O God, by thy grace. According to remembrance, how most all on Israel, most blessed and glorious Lady, the Virgin of Father and Mary, with a light sin, let us come and serve each other, Lord, across our God. For unto thee, and the Jew, and the worship to the Father, and to the Lord, be done and unto the salvation. Let us pray to the Lord. Every living and full of sins and transformed on a rib of our forefather Abraham and into a wife, because of thy love towards mankind, and bless them and be thee and unto them, increase and multiply, and have dominion over the earth, and didn't make up the train one flesh, for which cause a man and shall leave the father and mother and be cleave unto his wife, and the two shall be one flesh, and that God hath joined together, and no man put asunder. Thou hast and this blessed thy servant Abraham, and opening the womb Sarah, didst make him to be the father and the many nations. Oh, didst give Isaac and Rebecca, and didst the father many nations unto childbearing, and a joy Jacob unto Rachel, and from the union of the creatures, of the child of part Yah, didst united Jews and Asenet, saying unto them, and for the fruit of the creation of the Ephraim and Manasseh, who was me of Zacharias and Elizabeth, and they make their offspring and be the foreigner, who is the root of the Jesse, according to the flesh, did but for the even virgin one, and was increased her, and he was born in her, and redemption of human race, who thought in the untruthful to give her manifold goodness, and came to be king of Galilee, and the blessed and the merit temple, and the mighty the manifesting will, that there should be lawful marriage from the feet, with begetting of the children. Do thou the same, O Holy Master, a certain prayer of the saints, thy servant, as he afforded under with likeness be thou present there with thine individual protection. Bless this marriage and walk it unto thy servant, John and Irene, a peaceful life, length of days, chastity of mature love, and for the bond of peace, long live and creature, from their posterity, crown and the glory and the freedom, down to which generations run unto the east, before the children of children. Preserve their bed as soon as thou give them for the dew of the heaven, come on high in the fatness of the earth. Fill their houses with wheat and wine and oil and flour, with divinity, benefactions of them, the restorative. Upon it they grant also unto these, those who are the present, with them all who compassion of God and salvation for us in the gospel of mercy, mercy and bodies and torment, cry not to be suffered. Glory to the Father, to the Holy Spirit, now and unto the salvation. Let us pray to the Lord. Blessed are thou, O Lord, and God, for the treason and generosity, pure merits, and origin, unto all the merits and the body, and a preserving humanity, a perfection, who kings and thou, who thou, see master, who was beginning to the meek man, and set the demon beyond, as were of the king of thy creation, and didn't say, it is not good for man to be alone on the earth. Let us make him help meet for him, and taking one of the rich and the fastened woman, and which then if you am behold, he said, this is my bone of my bone, and flesh of my flesh. She shall be called woman, for she takes him out of man, and cause shall a man leave father and mother, and shall cleave unto his wife, and a twin shall be one flesh, and do to God. Holy God, for the rich now man, for the confession of his wife, out of her his rich, and a join unto her, him and help me, for the sin put to the majesty, that man should be not be alone upon the earth. Do thou receive, stretch out now unto the hand, from thy holy dwelling place, and conjoin and thy servant, John, and thy handmaiden, Irene, for thy, by thee, and for the handmaiden unto you and I, did thy wife, unite them one mind and four, wed them unto one flesh, granting unto them and the fruit of body, for the prince of children, for them is the matter of thy kingdom of power. Our God, crown them with glory and honor. Adana Buddha Raya Twanguta Najirka Nanam Sakanama. O Lord our God, crown them with our glory and our honor. Let us attend. Peace be with you all.
Oh, with us, dear. All God, the King and the Storm, thou hast set upon the head, triumph of the storm. He has died with thee, and thou givest his them. Oh, Lord, dear, let us be Here comes a precious storm. Praise Lord, the apostle to the Ephesians.
Let us attend,
brethren. Give thanks always for all things unto God and the Father, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, submitting yourselves one to another in the fear of God. Wives, submit yourself unto your own husbands as unto the Lord. For the husband is the head of the wife, even as Christ is the head of the church. And he is the savior of the body. Therefore, as the church is subject unto Christ, so let the wives be to their own husbands in everything. Husbands, love your wives, even as Christ also loved the church, and gave himself for it, that he might sanctify and cleanse it with the washing of water, by the word, that he might present it to himself a glorious church, not having spot or wrinkle or any such thing, but that it should be holy and without blemish. So ought men to love their wives as their own bodies. He that loveth his wife loveth himself. For no man ever yet hated his own flesh, but nourisheth and cherisheth it, and even the Lord, the church. We are members of his body, of his flesh, and of his bones. For this cause Allah, a man leave his father and mother, and shall be joined unto his wife, and these two shall be one flesh. There is a great mystery, but I speak concerning Christ and the church. Nevertheless, let every one of you, in particular, so love his wife, even as he is himself, and the wife see that she reverence her husband. And with our spirit, hallelujah, 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 hallelujah,
upon us, O Father, according to the peace of the have mercy.
Salvation and visitation of the servant of God, Joanna and Irene, and for us the prisoner and the prisoner and the faith in the Lord. Let us pray to the Lord. O Lord, our God, who in the saving providence and vouchsafed by the princes of the King of Galilee to declare marriage honorable, do thou the same, Lord. Now also maintain in a peace of concord thy servants John and Irene, whom it is pleased to join together causes their marriage and honorable, preserve their brethren, blameless, merciful, and unclean, with living and together for in the love of life, always walking thy commandments and save us, have mercy upon us, keep us, O God, by thy grace. Hardy all our perfect, holy, faithful, sinless, let the sins of the Lord. An angel of faith, for fear for God, for the ghost and soul and the body, let the sins of the Lord. Forgive and remission of sins and transgressions. Let it be the peace of the Lord. All things which are the good of God, all shall be peace of the world. Let it be the peace of the Lord. That he may bear past our lives in the peace of earth. Let it be the peace of the Lord. And our day to the life and blameless before the good times are suppressed. Let us be sheaves of the Lord.